Members of the International Olympic Committee said today they are now confident that venues for the Summer Games in Athens will be completed on time. That's a rare bit of good news. Greece's effort to bring the Games back to the country of their birth has consistently been way over budget and behind schedule. NPR's Ivan Watson visited Athens to see the progress. He reports that with just 3 months to go before the opening ceremony, it will still be a close race to complete all the construction by August.
Athens is the most ancient inhabited city in Europe, and these days much of it seems to be under construction. Below the Acropolis, jackhammers and bulldozers thunder day and night as construction crews race to complete stadiums, hotels, museums, and parks, all in time for the Olympics.
It's as if Athens is undergoing bypass surgery in many ways.
Nikos Konstantaris is editor of the English language Kathimerini newspaper.
Everybody's working on the patient at the same time, in every direction, and we've got to see if he's going to be up and running on August 13.
With just over 3 months to go, less than half of the 35 Olympic venues here are completed. Stratos Safioleas, a spokesman for the Athens Olympic Organizing Committee, says time is running out to prepare for the Games.
It's frantic. We're talking about 24-hour work, three shifts. There's a universal assessment by all the experts that if the pace is kept, we will be able to deliver them on time.
After months of delays, workers have only just begun the complex task of sliding part of a massive 19,000-ton dome over the main Olympic stadium. This $180 million glass and steel structure was to be the architectural centerpiece for the Games. Instead, the unfinished dome has become a symbol of Greece's last-minute construction effort. Due to time restrictions, organizers had to completely cancel plans to build a separate roof over the main swimming pool located nearby.
These are the biggest ever Olympic Games in modern times, staged by the smallest ever or financially weakest ever country to host them. And that's why I think there are some difficulties and some misunderstandings.
Paul Anastasi of the Athens city government admits Greek authorities were overconfident when they took on the Olympics project. As if the Games weren't complicated enough, he says the government is also using the Olympics to launch an ambitious and expensive plan to build much-needed infrastructure for the city.
The Olympics are the catalyst, what has forced us to catch up, to hurry up on issues that were dragging behind.
Anastasi can hear the sound of workers' drills in his own office, because even Town Hall is undergoing renovations as part of this citywide makeover. Athens successfully completed its new airport, but downtown crews are behind schedule, still laying tracks for an electric tram and a suburban railroad designed to help spectators get around the city. Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis personally took charge of the Olympics after he was elected to office last March. His government inherited a project that has gone more than $1 billion over budget, which could have long-term economic effects on this small country of 12 million people. Amid the many surprise setbacks here was the bankruptcy of a company contracted to build the Olympic marathon route. Today, most of the 26-mile course is still under construction. Organizers hoped athletes would retrace the legendary route taken by the first marathon runner in the 5th century BC. An unnamed soldier then ran 26 miles to deliver news to Athens of a Greek victory over the Persians at the Battle of Marathon. Legend says the runner died of exhaustion upon completion of his mission. Paul Anastasi of the Athens city government says for the next 3 months, Greece has to sprint the last leg of its own Olympics preparations marathon.
We're running on adrenaline right now. We're in the race. We can see the finishing line. And we can't stop now. We don't want to stop. We want to win. It's too late to change our mind.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Athens.